know what you call it, however, just a seating.
Okay, have you ever heard of that?
Seating area, I get.
Have you ever heard the term hearth or hearth?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
Hearth.
Is that used for what I just talked about, you think, or is that something different?
Well, that would be the front of your, that would be the front of the fireplace.
Okay.
I'm not really familiar enough with it called that to really know what it actually.
And is there a place in there to set the wood on?
Yes.
What would you call that? I've heard some different terms. Some people say andirons. Other people say grates.
Probably grate. I probably would call it a grate.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term, the next couple are going to be about fireplaces, and then we'll move on. Have you ever heard the term backlog used for something that goes on in a fireplace?
Not really.
Okay.
Not familiar with that.
Okay. You're probably familiar with the term, but used in a different way.
In a different way, probably.
Like at work or something, you have a backlog. What kind of wood did you use to...
Basically, cottonwood. We'd use anything we could get, but cottonwood is what we would go out and cut each.
Whereabouts would you go get that?
Down on the Sandy, which is the little creek that runs through town.
Okay. Excellent. Now, would you have, like, small pieces of wood that you would use to light the fire with?
Well, you would start your fire, but basically, you'd go to, pretty good size piece of wood.
Okay. Would you call the stuff you started with the kindling?
Yeah, kindling.
What would you use for that? Just like twigs or something?
Mm-hmm.
Never used like chips or anything like that, did you?
Cow chips, no.
Yeah. Have you heard of that, though?
Those were used a lot in the homestead days.
Right. Uh-huh. Couldn't find, it's got to be hard to find wood around here.
It is.
Yeah.
Although the area where I was raised is right close to the edge of what is known as the breaks, which is an area where there's a lot of canyons and trees and stuff like that. And our ranch farm was right on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it was actually in the breaks. And so we would get our Christmas trees and a certain amount of wood from the breaks as a child. What we did with the child. With this fireplace, we did not do that.
Okay. Did you hear the breaks?
Mm-hmm.
Like wind breaks, or do you know?
Well, there. Anybody that lives here knows what the breaks are, because they are basically just a row of canyons and trees,
right.
And they stretch from probably close to Agate, if you know where Agate is, town up here.
Yeah.
And they stretch around for. Quite a few miles.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with the plains, where it looks like it's all even, but when you get to know the local, there's always some, like down in Springfield they had the cedars, and I think that was probably similar to what you were talking about.
Yeah, same type of thing, I'll bet.
Okay. Tell me about some of the things that you used to put clothes in as a kid, or even now, what do you use to put clothes in?
Oh, I just say closet.
Just closet?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use any sort of dressers or bureaus or anything?
Dressers. Still do.
Okay. Is that what you would call them, a dresser?
Yeah, they were, once in a while, somebody call them a bureau, but dressers.
Do you ever hear, like, drawers or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Dresser drawers.
Okay. Good. But you always had closets in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
maybe
good.
Maybe not big ones. I think the houses, as they were built years ago, we only had a couple dresses, so you didn't need a big old closet.
Okay. Did you have a upstairs area at all in your house? Do you have one in this one?
No. Just.
Did you ever have one in your older one? So you didn't have like an attic or anything?
Well, you call the vacant up above here the attic, but it's not used. We're not living in the attic.
Okay.
The attic is simply there.
And I could put